As autumn slips into winter, we are left with memories of its light and colors, sounds and scents. The liturgy of time's season engages all our senses. With the beginning of Advent, the Church also awakes our senses. She puts on purple, changes her song, and enters into a different rhythm of worship, more contemplative and silent. Throughout December, the liturgy of Advent enters into a prayerful reverie of growing intensity. It has two dimensions, a longing and a wakefulness of heart and mind. Together they prepare us to enter into the mystery of the divine gift. Both dimensions are familiar to us from our experience, from our waiting, for example, for the return of someone we love, or especially for the birth of a child. Then every member of the family experiences the strange and beautiful rhythms of a vigil when time is reversed, when the future does not run ahead of us but comes towards us. At the moment of arrival, familiar but disconcerting, the expected shows itself to be completely unexpected, for the new life claims us and utterly changes everything. Scripture knows this time well and calls it the Kairos, that moment of readiness when God's time touches and transforms our time, and we know that there's no going back. It's the moment of gift, a new time, the time of decision and change. It is also the time of judgment, for it's the moment that lights up the shadows in our lives and our history with the glory of God's truth. But more than anything else, this Kairos time is the time of presence, Christ among us and with us, now and for all time. That is why it is the time of new life, for as the time of his presence, it is time filled and fulfilled. God gives us time when he gives us his Son. As the prayer of longing, Advent begins with desiring this coming of Christ. It rises to a crescendo of longing in the great lingering O's of the O Antiphons. In Advent, we hear again the yearning prayer of the whole of history, awaiting completion in Maranatha. The Spirit and the Bride say, "Come." In the liturgy of Advent, the longing of every human heart finds its voice. The great mystical theologian of the Greek Church, Gregory of Nyssa, speaks of this longing, epictasis, as an unfulfilled fulfillment. It's a sort of stretching out, and in this constant prayer of longing, every fibre of our being stretches out to be fulfilled and completed in the inexhaustible life that is the beauty of God. The liturgy slowly teaches us to listen to this longing, and as we attend, we can begin to sense another longing that is its source, the longing that is in God for us. In a sense, the incarnation of God's own epictasis, his reaching out to us. God's longing does not come from any lack, but from the very fullness of his love that seeks and finds us and brings us home. Through Advent's prayer of longing, we begin to touch the movement of God's triune life, the mystery of deep calling unto deep. Contemplative wakefulness is the other dimension of Advent. It is an invitation to see with fresh eyes, to look out upon the world with all its beauty and life, its scars and wounds caused by our violence and exploitation. Advent removes the cataracts from our eyes and our vision changes. In this prayer of wakefulness, we begin to look upon the faces that we would not normally see, the faces hidden in the busy anonymous crowds, the faces with lonely eyes, the faces demonized by our fears and ignorance, the faces of those we have erased because they make too many demands upon us. As the eyes of our heart and mind begin to grow alert, these faces come to us, pleading, waiting for our look of recognition and our touch of compassion. In Advent, we have eyes to see back along the roads of time. We see its twists and cul-de-sacs, the terrible carnage of our wars and policies. We can look back, too, at our relationships, seeing our mistakes and deceptions and knowing the need for healing. In our Advent prayer of wakefulness, we grow in humility, and with that comes an openness to receive. We come to understand how much we need the gift of Christ so as to change, to live again, to love and give again. In Advent, we come to learn our poverty, and understand why purple is the season's color. If we can take the gift of Advent and let it teach us this prayer of wakefulness, we will come to see another face, the face of a God who is infinitely poor, so poor that he has become one of us. God is so hidden by his poverty that we keep passing him by. This scandalously poor God who doesn't answer all our questions and solve our problems, who offers no programs, who writes no books of astonishing cleverness, proving his existence and clarifying the mysteries of the universe, has nothing to give us but himself. In a culture so captivated by its own image and confident about its own capacities, the poverty of God makes him an object of ridicule, or someone to be dismissed as useless in the superficial chatter of the dinner party. Only the poor can risk loving such a God. In Advent, this mendicant God moves among us, and only the poor can see him, because only they can understand why he is poor. In his poverty, God has made himself homeless. He has no place to dwell except in us. And when we come to know our own poverty, we understand that all we can do is to let him make his home in us. So, how can we live this Advent gift of time? First, by making time pray its prayer of longing wakefulness. By taking time to ponder within its delicate beauty the mystery at its core. Second, by letting it take us into our own poverty, so that we may learn how to receive the gift of the poor God with gratitude and humility. This may give us a new sense of reconciliation and forgiveness, both as sacrament and as a practice in our lives. Third, to look with new eyes upon our world, and through our gestures to find ways of giving or doing that will lighten the weight and need of suffering in others. Fourth, to have confidence in the truth of faith, to live and confess it, to give voice to its values and vision, especially where these are under threat. Advent reminds us that Christ is the light that has come into the world. He is no threat to humanity, but the gift that makes it whole. Advent teaches us that for God nothing is impossible. It is our foundation lesson in salvation and in grace.